Rebecca, clearly, since the murder continues on a bit. Oh, we're on the air. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyer, pastor of Denver Bible Church. We got an email from a gal, a neat gal, Rebecca. She said she's going to go to her local tea party and she's going to make a pro-life sign, but she thought it was inappropriate to bring a picture of an aborted baby. And so I was just in the process of replying to her as the show started. So I'd like to share with you the email reply that I'm sending off to Rebecca and see what your thoughts are. Also, it's so neat that American Right to Life sent out an email urging people to bring pictures of aborted children to these Tea Party economic protests around the country and to highlight a specific verse, Proverbs 16:8. And a leading pro-life blogger, Jill Stanek, put it on her website today. She said she doesn't always agree with American Right to Life's strategy. That's okay. You know, very rarely do even a husband and wife always agree. But she said, in this case, they're right. Go to your tea party and bring pictures, remind people that children being murdered take precedence even over economic injustice. And so I'd like to share with you what Jill Stanek said in this blog today. And I'd also like to share with you the reply I'm sending out to Rebecca. In fact, maybe while we're on the air today, we could complete that reply because it's not done yet. But then also at the top of the Drudge Report, at the very top of the Drudge Report, oh brother, there's a warning from Homeland Security. Homeland Security has sent out a report this month to police departments all over the country and sheriff's departments, and they're warning the police about you. If you are a supporter of Bob Inyer Live, they're warning the police about me. They're warning the police about anyone who thinks that child killing is repugnant and needs to be stopped. And it's so funny, when we saw the headline here at Bob Inyer Live, we saw the headline, Homeland Security Warns of Right-Wing Radicals. Everybody around here, Will Duffy said, I bet you it's about pro-lifers. And I said, I bet you it's about pro-lifers. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? It's obvious. And so the Drudge Report links to Washington Times, the Washington Times newspaper. And there's so much traffic going to the Washington Times, they're having a hard time keeping their server up and running with Drudge's headline linking to them today. But I'd like to excerpt for you their article, Federal Agency Warns of Radicals on the Right. And I introduced myself as a right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. So I'm not at all hesitant to be identified as right-wing. In fact, the Bible says, warning, 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 Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we here at Bob Inyer Live would like to warn you that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. God's word, the Bible, says that the fool's heart is on his left, the good man's heart is on his right, and the fool's heart is on his left. Maybe you could find that. In the audience, if you're curious, maybe you could find that verse. Remember, we had a caller, and I quoted to him, the death penalty is for today. And he said, well, that's only in the Old Testament. And I said, well, you know, maybe you have a point. Let me quote you here from Romans. And we quoted it from Romans. And he said, well, that's true, but that's in Romans. That's the Old Testament. And you think, where are you going to go? And in these discussions, where do you go with people who are so hesitant to study, to read, to know God's word? God took the effort to write a book, make it the world's bestseller, and people pretty much don't care. Pretty much don't care. And a lot of folks who do care about right and wrong, they'll brag that they're experts on the Constitution, but they don't really know God's word. And they think that that's an acceptable state of affairs. And shouldn't you be first an expert on God's word? Then you could know enough to judge the Constitution, to know whether it's right or wrong, rather than just being a blind apologist. You know, Josephus was just an apologist. Whatever the Roman Empire did, he tried to defend it in the view of the Jews' existence in the Roman Empire. And we have the same thing with David Barton and Christians today. Whatever America does, and I'm using that as a figure of speech, so much of what America does, even what is evil, is defended as good and right in the context of Christians living in America. So we should get beyond that. But anyway, here's the Washington Times, their article out today, Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. The Department of Homeland Security is warning law enforcement officials about a rise in right-wing extremist activity. And they say the economy and the election of America's first black president and the return of a few disgruntled war veterans could swell the ranks of white power militias. And then they mention anti-abortionists. People who are anti-abortion are part of this warning. Now, as far as Obama being elected, I remember when everybody was just devastated that Bill Clinton was elected. Everybody, meaning the people in my audience who I'd hear from. And I pointed out that, first of all, Bush was a liberal pro-abort. George Bush Sr., he was a liberal pro-abort, and it's not like we've lost a standard bearer for righteousness or for good or truth. It's not like that. He was a socialist, gave $1 billion to Democrat, liberal, pro-abort, pro-homosexual evolutionist at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And he did that willfully with glee, and so many other things he did to harm our country and our young people and so on. But people were so desperate about Bill Clinton winning. And I remember saying, well, at least, I mean, it's not all bad. At least, you know, what good could we find? At least he likes women. That's, at least he wasn't a homo. So we had something to be thankful for. And when Barack Obama won, there was, and I went on the air and said, I believe it was the day after the election, said, there's one thing, he's a wicked, evil, child-killing human being. He's evil. But there's one thing I'm thankful for, one thing, that America can elect a black man. I'm thankful for that. I love that. I like that. In the election, I actually supported the black man, the blackest of the black men. I supported Alan Keyes. I supported Alan Keyes, and you can't even see him on Nightline when he appeared. You can't even see him. I mean, talk about, he's the black man's black man. And so racism? Why do they say that right-wingers are racist? Why do they say that? Now, you remember the Nazis, right? The Nazis and the communists and the Soviet Union. By the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. The Nazis were socialists. The Soviet Union, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, they were communist. Communist and National Socialist, they believe that the government should take care of you from cradle to grave. Complete socialist worldview. The government runs the economy. The government runs services. So the Nazis were left wing. They were left wing. The Nazis were left wing. Socialists believe in big government. Right wing conservatives believe in small government. They're against welfare. They're against socialism. And so why were the Nazis converted to become right-wingers? How did that happen? Well, it's because the Nazis were so evil that the universities, the professors, the intelligentsia in America, they didn't want the Nazis to remain on their side as socialists. They were left-wing, Darwinist, socialist. And so they just flipped the switch and made the Nazis right-wingers. And so if there's a group that's a racist group, so the report, the Homeland Security Office of Intelligence, defines right-wing extremism in the United States as including racist groups. Racist. So why isn't it that left-wingers are racist? Why is racism, and this is what our culture does, the media, the universities, many in our government, if something is racist, they say that means it's right-wing. What, the socialists in Europe, they're not racist? What, the Soviet Union, weren't the communists? I'm going to ask, I even have a Jewish person in our radio audience. Weren't the Soviet Union communist? Were the Soviets racist? Weren't they racist? I thought, didn't they? Oh, they were not racist. Oh, they love the Jews, right? The Soviet Union, they love the Jew. Oh, yeah. You know, come to think of it, I think they even had special programs for them. No? Special pogroms for the Jews, didn't they? I think that's what I've heard, with fiddlers and everything. Is that true? Did the Soviets have special pogroms for the Jews and fiddlers and all that? Yeah, I think so. And so it's so bizarre. I mean, the Soviet Union and the left-wing socialist Nazis. You ask an educated liberal today, what does Nazi stand for? As if the term Nazi comes out from the remote past and it's an obscure term. Say, what does Nazi stand for? So many don't know. They don't know. Ask somebody who graduates 13 years of public education, what does Nazi stand for? Ask a college student, what does Nazi stand for? It stands for National Socialists. Is socialism a right-wing or a left-wing concept, that the government takes care of you from cradle to grave? It's a left-wing concept. And so because the Nazis were so evil, all their socialist mentality, confiscating guns from the Jews, their gun control laws and their evolution and socialism, and Hitler wrote that the rights of children supersede the rights of adults, that's in his Mein Kampf, and the government should use its resources to take care of children, it's in Mein Kampf. And so the Germans, they were so left-wing, so socialist, but they were so evil that the university professors decided we're going to call them right-wingers so that we could smear Christian right-wingers with the Nazis, and the Nazis got rid of Christmas. You couldn't celebrate Christmas in a Nazi school. It was a winter solstice, a winter holiday. So give me a break. The 9-page document from Homeland Security went to police and sheriff's departments across the country under the headline right-wing extremism. And they're saying that right-wing groups include those dedicated to a single issue, such as opposition to abortion. Oh, brother. And the federal government will be working with its state and local partners to gather information on right-wing extremist activity in the United States. Can someone please send a copy of today's pogrom to Homeland Security for me? Can somebody do that? Maybe send Focus on the Strategy, too, also. Yeah. Okay. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. April 29th, coming right up. Please mark your calendars. Downtown Denver at the beautiful Brown Palace, 100-year-old, extraordinary, luxurious hotel, downtown Denver, the Brown Palace. We're holding a Bob and Yart Live seminar, Hermeneutics, Tools for Studying the Bible. Hermeneutics are tools for studying the Bible. You'll learn about that word, where that word comes from, hermeneutics. It's fascinating. And we'll cover 16 tools for studying the Bible. And then we'll discuss how to prioritize them, how to put them in order so that you could be constrained. Instead of making the Bible mean what you want it to mean, find out what it really says. It's just a fascinating seminar. It's $30 registration, $50 for a couple. That'd be a man and a woman. 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to Indianapolis. Rich, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Rich, I'm doing great. And thanks for calling in. What's up, sir?
Well, I have good news to report.
All right.
That my wife, Shuyen.
Shuyen Zhou. So, Rich Hulst. Rich, your wife grew up in China. She was forced to undergo an abortion. She fled to this country, was in a federal prison for 5 years. Thanks to Christians, she was freed. And you married her after meeting her at a Bob and Yart Live seminar years ago. You guys have beautiful children. And so there's a report about Shuyen Zhou. Tell us, Rich.
Well, she is an official American citizen.
Praise God. That happened just this past week?
This past Thursday, the 9th of April.
Oh, wow.
Born in as an official American citizen.
That is so exciting because I remember the federal government held her in a federal prison in California for 5 years, and her crime was fleeing China, communist China, after they had her undergo a forced abortion.
That is correct. Several prisons.
Several prisons.
Yes.
She spent those 5 years in. And it was Christian guards who worked, one in particular, who worked to help her, to free her. And then it was one of the dear friends from Bob and Yart Live who also worked for her to be freed and to testify in Congress. And what a great job, Rich.
Yes, and let's not forget the Christians who were in front of the prison who initially brought attention to the people that were being held there that had not committed crimes.
Now, Rich, this is our first day attempting to do a live show with, if you could imagine, all the equipment for a radio studio, and it's all brand new wiring, new equipment, new facility, and so we're having some technical problems.
That's okay. But it sounds like a D-sharp note.
A D-sharp. But, hey, if it is, do you have perfect pitch?
No.
let's ask Neil Copley what the pitch is. All right, so thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Rich Hulst from Indianapolis. And very encouraging that she's now legal here. And what's so fascinating is that millions can come up from Mexico, millions. But the few women who actually have undergone forced abortions in China and try to flee here, they get held in a federal prison. And an effort is made to return them to the Soviet Union, where they will be beat, jailed, possibly killed. Especially Shuyen Zhou, she testified in Congress against her atheistic, pro-abortion, forced abortion government. And that makes her an enemy of the state. And we still had the U.S. State Department trying to return her to China. And thankfully, Harry Wu, probably the best-known Chinese dissident in America, helped Shuyen Zhou. We were in contact with Harry Wu, and he went with her to Congress. She testified, and it was on C-SPAN Live, front page of the Washington Times. What a testimony, what a story. She loves the Lord, loves her husband, her children. And she's now a citizen, secure here in her citizenship in this country. And by the way, she came out to Colorado when that pro-choice with exceptions Republican candidate, what's his name, Bob Schaefer, was running for U.S. Senate. And he went out to the Marianas Islands where there's reports of forced abortions from the thousands of Chinese workers in factories there, sweatshops. And he went there, he spent a few days there, photographs of him parasailing with his wife in the Pacific Ocean, South Pacific. And he said, nope, I didn't see any forced abortions while I was there, and gave them a clean bill of health. And Shuyen Zhou came out to blast Bob Schaefer for his callousness against the Chinese women who were workers there who had to undergo forced abortions. And she said, well, did he ask questions like, how many Chinese workers were there, females? How many became pregnant every year? What was the the factories, what was their policy toward the pregnant workers? The Chinese government, of course, wouldn't accept them returning pregnant. And how many Chinese female workers, how many were pregnant in the last 5 years before Bob Schaefer's fact-finding parasailing tour there to the South Pacific? All these simple questions that Bob Schaefer never asked, never got answers to, never investigated because he didn't care. And Xu Yanzhou went through a forced abortion and she was outraged by his cavalier attitude. And that was paid for with the criminal funds by, what's his name? Criminal lobbyist. He's in a federal prison now, Jack Abramoff. And Abramoff would funnel money through the false Christian ministry of the Reverend Lou Sheldon's Traditional Values Coalition. It's all a scam. It's all a fraud. It's all false. He's another Mitt Romney supporter. Mitt Romney authorized tax-funded elective abortions. And these pro-lifers say, well, Mitt Romney is so similar to us and our views, and he governed as a pro-lifer. They're just such, what, liars? They just sold out. They sold out the innocent. They sold out the truth. They sold out God's law. They sold it all out for what? A bowl of porridge? Some red stew? They sold it out for what? For some money? Jack Abramoff money? To pay for a junket to the South Pacific for Bob Schaefer, a fraudulent, phony Republican, so-called conservative, pro-abort? Well, he's pro-choice with exceptions. Opposes personhood, gives a clean bill of health to these Chinese factories on U.S. soil, with a policy of forced abortion. Oh, he literally said, I didn't see any forced abortions when I was there. You know, on the whole boat that I was on, parasailing with my wife, I didn't see a single forced abortion on the whole boat. I mean, when I was up in the air, you know how they pull you and you go up in the air, the boat's pulling you? I had a really good view of part of the island. I didn't see a single forced abortion. That's why I was up there. And my wife got pictures of me up there. I have proof. So anyway, thanks, Rich, for the story. And we have Homeland Security warning police departments around the country of those who are single-issue people, such as those who oppose abortion. Isn't that just great? And they further this lie that if you're a racist, you must be a right-winger. Now, I'm a right-winger. I'm a right-winger because God is a right-wing God. He reigns from heaven above. God is right. He's righteous. The good man's heart is on his right. The fool's heart is on his left. Where does that come from? Wasn't that from Solomon, the wisest man in the history of the earth in the Old Testament? Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 2. The good man's heart is on his right, and the fool's heart is on his left. And people think the right and left wing thing is just recent. People say, I don't like labels. And so they will criticize you for being a labeler. I don't like that Bob Enyart. He's a labeler. I don't like labels. And you can't read the Bible without having labels hit you in the face. The wicked, the adulterers, fornicators, homosexuals, sodomites, dogs. They're even called dogs. Is that in the Old Testament or the New? Both? Come on. And so, yeah, it's so immature to say, oh, I don't like labels. You could say that labels don't tell the whole story, and of course they don't. But accurate labels are accurate, and others are not. And so right and left wing, that's not just in the 90s. It's not just in the 90s. It goes back through the centuries. So many terms for left are left, wrong, left out, sinister. Right doesn't only mean right hand. It also means correct, righteous. And this is true in Oriental languages and in French. Isn't the word for left in French sinister? I think it is. I should look that up. And so on, right and left. And you go back to England. When did they have their 1688? Was that their revolution, 1688 in England? And back then, they had their parliament, the right and the left. And it goes way back to the time of Solomon, 3,000 years before Christ. The fool's heart is on his left. The good man's heart is on his right. God is a right-wing God. God is righteous. God is right. And if you oppose him, you will be left behind. You'll be left behind. You'll be left out. You'll be left. So racism is not something that's associated with the right unless you're a left winger and you just want to be a historical revisionist. The Nazis were socialists, cradle to grave. In fact, I remember Sarah Palin. Boy, she's a ditz, isn't she? When she was defending herself for putting a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska Supreme Court. This is just a few months ago, right? And on her Facebook page, the defense of Sarah Palin, she said, "Hey, I'm pro-life, cradle to grave." And it's like, boy, is now I think that was written by one of her staffers. But what a ditz. Cradle to grave, that's a popular slogan for describing communism. The communists, the government takes care of you from cradle to grave. And if you're a pro-lifer, Sarah, from cradle to grave, how about the 9 months before the cradle? Oh, that's when you're pro-choice with exceptions, right? As you are, and you make some absurd defense for putting a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska Supreme Court. What was that, a lifetime appointment? It's evil. So there's a lot going on, but April 29th, we'll be at the Brown Palace, downtown Denver, and we're having a seminar on hermeneutics, tools for studying the Bible. We'll look at 16 hermeneutics and explain them, how to use them, and prioritize them. Call us at 800-8-NYART to register, 836-9278. May God bless you.